I mean, usually the first thing you do on Monday or Tuesday is look at corrections, see where you went wrong, and make the necessary changes. So I'm sure that they're looking at things, and they're going to fix the wrongs that they did. But it's not something that isn't in our offense. We have some of those similar plays. We like to get guys the ball in situations and space like that, especially Matt and some of those guys. So we'll see how it goes. Yeah, I think each day coming in here, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I know that the coaches did everything possible the night before, the week before, to prepare us for that day and to give us a game plan that's going to be successful out there. There's no doubt in my mind that Tress and Chrome and Cav and Groh and all those guys are going to give us plays that are going to work. I mean, that's the farthest thing. Our biggest concern is us as players being able to execute them and knowing our assignments. No. I mean, I think every scenario was covered. Every third down, every red zone, even the fourth down call didn't surprise me at all. Trust does a great job of keeping the quarterbacks informed of what he likes, what's priority calls, what at the end of the week, we don't feel good about and, probably won't get called. So through the course of the game, it was pretty clean in my ear. Yeah, I mean, I think that's really valid. Early in the game, especially against a front like that, there's a little bit of uncertainty of what's going to happen. We had two new guys on the right side, four new guys in general. As we progressed through the game, I got more comfortable. I think Mark got more comfortable in calling plays and being able to trust them. And even looking at the film on Monday, there were times and whenever I was moving around or I could have stepped up and I didn't. And that's just gaining trust in those guys, and not only throughout a game, but throughout a season, I'm gonna get more and more trust with them. Yes and no. I mean, I think at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we protect and we're able to get rid of the ball. We don't want to take sacks. We want to keep the front five confident, keep myself confident and believing in those guys. But at the same time, we've got to play football and we've got to take advantage of things that defenses are giving us. And if that requires us taking a shot or getting five out, that's what we got to do. Didn't until after the game when they said, you didn't get sacked. I knew I'd got hit a few times, but nothing big. But I did really, it hadn't even occurred to me. Didn't occur to me at the end of the game. We were taking a knee. I was talking to the guys, telling them, good and bad what they did and proud of them. And it didn't even occur to me that I hadn't been sacked. So I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
Is it nice feeling good physically, though?
Yeah. I felt good Monday, Tuesday, and yesterday. First game back, I'm going to be a little bit sore because I don't really get hit during preseason or at all during minicamp or OTA. So a little soreness, just general stuff, but nothing huge, which was good. We're going to keep everything in front of them. Kind of much like our defense, they like to play two safeties. They like to keep everything in front of them. They're very sound. They're not going to give you anything cheap. They're not going to give you anything big. They don't give up a lot of big plays, so you kind of have to dink and dunk and protect the ball and run the ball efficiently to move the ball. We're not going to get Dan Cahill's calling somebody. Work number. So we got to. We just got to protect it and just move the ball. We're not going to get big 40, 50-yard chunks. You worry about him. I know I've got all the confidence in Bush to block him one-on-one. We're going to throw some different looks at him. I don't care how good you are on offensive line. If you just go one-on-one, 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 and you take big drops, at some point he's going to get to you. So we're going to help him out from time to time. But at the end of the day, a lot of confidence in Bush trying to be able to block him.
Allen says he enjoys talking trash with you out in the field.
He talks a lot. I kind of just listen to him. He's a fun player. I played him when I was in Denver. He was in KC, and then obviously here. So I've gone against him a number of years. Got a lot of respect for him as a player. Good. He had that huge third down catch there in our 4-minute drive to keep it going. Had a huge catch in the red zone to start us off. So he's a big guy. And I think we get caught up in how well he blocks and forget what kind of target he is on the back end and in the passing game. So we just have to kind of balance him out and kind of keep him happy on both fronts.